Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Behar Buchu Kaisai, and the excitement is building as we march towards a Kabbalah Satira, a Leil Shavuos, like none other, a Leil Shavuos that follows the Shavuos where most of us at least were homebound on lockdown, and Baruch Hashem will be able to return to our Bate Midrashim. I'd like to begin with a thought on the beginning of Parshas Behar. Beginning of Parshas Behar, which we learned this morning, says, Yovel he. It is Yovel. The Gemara Darsh is Yovel he. It's a miut. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes says, there are three conditions to Yovel. This is, of course, in addition to the fact that Yovel only applies when the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yisrael al Admasam. There are three conditions. That each one is ma'akev. First of all, you have to have a central Sanhedrin blowing shofar. Number two, there have to be lands that are returning to their nachla, to the original nachla or the current nachla, the way that Eretz Yisrael is divided. And three, you have to have an Eved Ivri that's going free. Now, when Mashiach will come, we have none of these three today. Even if all Jews return to Eretz Yisrael, there will be no Yovel Da'ira. There will be no Yovel at all. There is no Yovel. When Mashiach will come, we'll have a Sanhedrin that will blow Shofar. No problem. We'll have lands in Eretz Yisrael that will be divided according to the Shvatim and the Batei Av. No problem. However, we will need a Eved Ivri going free on Yovel. And since slavery today, Avdus, is considered inappropriate, it's not likely there'll be any Avodim at all. And it seems that Yovel will not apply. Because if you don't have at least one Eved Ivri going free, the Rambam says that it's Ma'akev. It's not Yovel. Rav Zilberstein, in his Chashukei Chemed on Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, suggests that when Mashiach comes, we're going to have to look for one volunteer. Somebody to sell himself to be an Eved Ivri in order that Klal Yisrael, all the Jewish people are going to depend on that one volunteer, is going to sell himself as an Eved Ivri in order to be able to go free at Yovel, and Klal Yisrael will then be able to have a Yovel. Now, even though you're not supposed to sell yourself as an Eved, Rav Zilberstein brings Rayas that for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to. Because the Gemara says, in the end of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah, that a mamzer can have children that are not mamzerim if he sells himself as an Eved Ivri and marries a Shivcha. Aha! So, what do we see? We see that a person is allowed to sell himself as an Eved Ivri to facilitate a mitzvah. So the same thing as Dr. Zilberstein, we're going to have volunteers, we're going to call out, Mashiach is going to come, they're going to announce, we need a volunteer, somebody to be an Eved Ivri, so that we can have you go free on Yovel, and Klal Yisrael will have a Yovel. As an aside, I want to tell you something. When they make that announcement, and they're looking for a volunteer, and you'll say, wow, it's going to take a lot of Mesiras Nefesh, I want to tell you a secret, it won't be so bad. Because a person could sell himself for an Eved Ivri just days before the beginning of Yovel. And Yovel, he goes free. There's a parasha called Hanukkah. The gifts, significant gifts, are given to an Eved Ivri when he goes free. So whoever it is that volunteers, you should know, when you go out, you'll get your Matan Schara Betzida. We're eager to see Mashiach and wait for all of this to happen. Let's move on to the beginning of Buchu Kaisai. The beginning of Buchu Kaisai has, in Buchu Kaisai Teilechu, before the Teichecha, it has the brachas, the blessings that will come when Klal Yisrael goes in the way of the Torah. Ramban says they're brachas of La'asid Lavai, Yitz Hashem Yomais HaMashiach. And it's beautiful brachas to read. Nasati Shalem Baratzachem, V'naflo Yevechem Lefnechem L'charev. It ends, that is, the brachas end with Hashem saying, Eshbar mot maitais olchem. I will break the yoke that weighs down upon you. And if you read the psukim in order, very difficult to understand. Chassam Sefer asks, it already said, Nasati Shalom, it already said, Naflo Eveichem, there'll be peace, your enemies will fall before you. So which yoke remains? For Eshbar Maitai Solcham, I understand, in Golos, we have the yoke of our enemies. But once the Shalom Ba'aretz, and Naflo Eveichem Lefneichem, and Klal Yisrael is in control, what Maitais Ulchem will remain? In Teres Maishadach, Sam Sefer says an extraordinary pshat. Says earlier in Perik Chav He, Pasik Membeis, in Parshas Bahar, the Jewish people are called Avodai Heim, the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Shtori Kaidim, my document of servitude, that comes first. The derech of serving Hashem is that a person is supposed to say, Raitza ani. A person is supposed to say, I would love to wear shatnez. I would love to eat treifas. What should I do? God made a gezerah that I can't. That means to say, the way it says in the Medrash, brought in the Rambam, when it comes to a logical mitzvah like stealing, a person should say, ugh, who wants to steal? When it comes to eating non-kosher food, a person should say, delicious, I'd love to eat non-kosher food. But I'm an Eved Hashem. As an aside, it's interesting that today people seem to be the other way around. When it comes to eating non-kosher food, say, ugh, who's going to eat chazer? When it comes to stealing, they say, oh, I'd love to. Well, what should I do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't do it, so I won't do it. Shouldn't be that way. It's supposed to be that when it comes to taking something that's not yours, you say, ugh, treif, ugh. Mitzvah sichli is he's supposed to abhor. But the mitzvahs that are chukim, like not eating treif, the Rambam brings from the Medrash, a person should say, right, son, yeah, I'd love to eat it. Hashem said, I can't eat it. But the point here being, Avodaihem, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, there are things that you would like to do that are Averis, and don't do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't do it. Va'eshbar Maitai Solchem. Extraordinary, some Sefer. He says, you know what he says? Mashiach will come. You'll do mitzvahs. It'll be a good time. Klal Yisrael will be in charge. The oil, the mitzvahs are difficult. Roitzani, I'd love to do an Aveira. Mo'esev, Elvi Shemeshemayim, Gazor Alai. That's the oil. When a person is Zaycha, he has purity of thought. He brings himself to a Me'en Olam Haba. He sees himself as doing the Ratzon Hashem because he wants to. The eshbar maitei solchem, the heavy weight, the oil of mitzvahs, will be broken. The Gemara says, mitzvahs lav lahenis, no, mitzvahs are not given for pleasure. Rashi says, elo oil al tzavarim. We have Yetzirah. And we say, yes, we're going to do it because Hashem wants. It's an oil, it's a yoke on our neck, we'll do it. But there's a higher level. The level of the eshbar maitei solchem, to break the yoke, to train yourself, to be somebody who wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. A person who does it with great joy, that's something else. Rav Pam used to say about the learning of Hilchis Lashon Hara, Sefer Chafetz Chaim, that it's wonderful. But it's treating the symptoms. If you want to treat the cause of the disease, he said, learn Sefer Ahavas Chesed. Ahavas Chesed tells you to love doing kindness. It tells you to love other members of Klal Yisrael. If you love members of Klal Yisrael, you don't have a desire to say Lashon Hara. So while Hilchos Lashon Hara is very important, to know how to treat the symptoms, but get to the disease, be an Oyev Chesed. Ve'eshbar Motei Solchem. It's hard to not say Lashon Hara. It's a yoke. Zakta Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll give you a blessing of Avas Chesed. The Eshbar Malta Solchem, you Jews will love one the other. And it won't be a battle to not say Lashon Hara. It won't be a battle not to say things that hurt other people. Ah, that's a dream. Don't wait for Mashiach. Do it now. Grab on to ahavas chesed. Grab on to an ahava of mitzvahs. Grab on to a pride in doing mitzvahs. And you'll be zeichet to me'ein olam haba ve'eshbar moitais olchem. So, one thought at the beginning of Parshas Behar, one thought at the beginning of Parshas Bechukaisai. Now I'm going to tell you a surprise. There's a lav, v'loisainu ish es amisai, v'yresem elekech. Don't do einoas devarim. What's einoas devarim? Words that cause pain to other human beings. There's a lav not to say words that cause other people tsar. It's not easy. It's not easy in life. You interact with people. And it happens that people say things that cause other people tsar. That's einoas devarim. We're all afraid. Anybody who's an active human being, who's involved with real things, is sometimes going to cause people tsar. So, I want to tell you some good news. The good news is, maybe I shouldn't let too many people know about this, but those listening won't mind, they're on the right madrega, is that in Chai Shemishpa, Simen Reish Chav Ches, where the rules of Einoa are brought, the rules of cheating someone in business are brought, the Shulchan Aruch brings also Lohinais Bidvarim, the prohibition against saying words that cause other people pain. And then the Ramah says an incredible thing. He says, Yeshayimrim, Mishe'en lo yiras chet, muta lahinaisai. The isra of saying words that cause other people pain applies to a yid who has yiras chet, who has fear of sin. Somebody who doesn't have fear of sin, to him, loisainu isha samisai does not apply. Now that's a chiddush. Now think about it for a minute. Ramah says, Mishe'ena yirei chet, someone who doesn't have fear of sin. Who's that? Well, in the second parak of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Hei, we say, Ein bur yirei chet. And I'm oretz, somebody who doesn't learn, can't possibly be a yirei chet, have fear of sin. Which means you can have a Jew who does all the mitzvahs, keeps Shabbos, does no averis, daven's a good davening. He's a bori, unfortunately, he's an amoritz, he never learned. To such a person, the Isser Einoas Devarim doesn't apply. It only applies, Loisainu Isha Samisa of Yeresa Me'elekecha. Someone is in the parsha of Yereschet, it applies to him. So, am I telling you something good? Yeah, I'm telling you Lasid Lavai. You'll defend yourself if you cause people tsar. You'll defend yourself, the Ramah says, that it only applies to somebody who is a Yereschet. It doesn't apply necessarily to everybody else. But that needs an explanation. Not causing people pain is a simple obligation of every human being. Why is the Ramah making it mutter for so many people? What's going on here? And the answer is this. When the Torah says, V'yahavta l'reicha kamaicha, it means you have to show love for every Jew. That's every Jew. Yeah, yirechei, nish yirechei, it applies to everybody. You have to show love to every other Jew. No exceptions. However, you should be aware. The Torah tells you when it comes to people that are yirechet, people who are careful in the way they behave, they're afraid of sinning. There has to be a higher bar of interaction with them, a higher level of interaction with them. There has to be greater care. We say, don't cause people pain. People think of it as, you know, like baseball and apple pie. Be a good American. Be a nice, decent human being. No. It's much more than that. Leisenu ishes hamisai is a much higher level of obligation. As much as you have to l'reicha kamaicha, you have to be good, kind, pleasant to every human being. But to somebody who's yirechet, you have to respect him. You have to look at him. You have to see him in a different way. And such a person, be careful every word you say. So it's a lesson. A kula? Yeah. But it's a kula that comes with a greater obligation in being extra careful to people who are yirechet, people who are talmidei chachamim, in the way you treat them. And with these three lessons for the week, the lesson of Yaivali, and the lesson of Veshbar Maite Solchem, and the lesson of Laisenu Isha Samisai, We're ready to go into Parshas Behar B'chukaisai, looking, Bezras Hashem, Klal Yisrael looks for a week of Nechama as we prepare for Kabbalah Satayra. May it be a wonderful Shabbos for one and all.